Silo 17. 18. The earth growled. Beyond the walls of the silo, the earth grumbled, and the noise steadily grew. It had begun as a distant thrum a few days ago. It sounded like a hydroponics pump kicking on at the end of a long run of pipe, a vibration that could be felt between the pads of one's feet and the slick metal floor. And then yesterday, it had morphed into a steady quake that traveled up Jimmy's knees and bones and into his clenched teeth. Above him, drops of water shivered from pipes, a light drizzle splashing into puddles that had not yet fully dried from the vanishing floods. Elise squealed and patted the top of her head as she was struck with a drop. She glanced up with a gapped smile and watched for more of the bombardment.
"That's an awful racket," Rickson said.
He played his flashlight across the far wall of the old generator room where the noise seemed to originate. Hannah clapped her hands together and told the twins to get away from the wall. Miles, at least Jimmy thought it was Miles, he could hardly tell the twins apart, had his ear pressed to the concrete, his eyes closed, his mouth agape in concentration. His brother Marcus tugged him back toward the others, face lit up with excitement.
"Get behind me,"
Jimmy said. His feet tingled from the vibrations. He could feel the noise in his chest as some unseen machine chewed through solid rock.
"How much longer?"
Elise asked. Jimmy tousled her hair and enjoyed the embrace of her worried arms around his waist.
"Soon,"
he told her. The truth was, he didn't know. They'd spent the past 2 weeks keeping the pump running and mechanical dry. That morning they had woken up to find the noise of the digging intolerable. The racket had gotten worse throughout the day, and still the blank wall stood solid before them. Still the light rain from wet and shivering pipes continued. The twins splashed in puddles, growing impatient. The baby, inexplicably, slept peacefully in Hannah's arms. They'd been there for hours, listening to the grumbles grow, waiting for something to happen. The end of the long wait was presaged by mechanical sounds interspersed amid the racket of crushing rock. A squeal of metal joints, the clang of fearsome teeth, the size and breadth of the din becoming confusing as it came from everywhere all at once, from the floor and ceiling and the walls on all sides. Puddles were thrown into chaos. Water flew up from the ground as well as falling from above. Jimmy nearly lost his footing.
"Step back!"
he yelled over the clamor. He shuffled away from the wall with Elise attached to his hip, the others obeying, wide-eyed and arms out for balance. A section of concrete fell away, a flat sheet the size of a man. It sloughed off and fell straight down, crumbling into rubble as it hit. Dust filled the air. It seemed to emanate from within the wall itself, concrete releasing powder like a great exhalation. Jimmy took a few more steps back, and the kids followed, worry replacing excitement. It no longer sounded like an approaching machine. It sounded like hundreds of them. They were everywhere. They were in their chests. The din reached a furious peak, more concrete falling away, metal screaming as if beaten, great clangs and shots of sparks, and then the great digger broke through. A crack, and then a gash appearing in a circular arc like a shadow racing across the wall. The size of the cut put the noise into perspective. Cutting teeth burst through from the ceiling, spun down beneath the floor, then rose back up on the other side. Iron rods jutted out where they'd been severed. There was the smell of burning metal and chalk. The digger was coming through the wall of level 142 and chewing up a good bit of the concrete above and below. It was boring a hole bigger than a silo level was tall. The twins whooped and hollered. Elise squeezed Jimmy's ribs so hard he had to work to breathe. The baby stirred in Hannah's arms, but its cries could barely be heard over the tumult. Another great spin from the teeth, another lap from ceiling to floor, and they broke through more fully and revealed themselves to be more like wheels, dozens of discs spinning within a larger disc. A boulder fell from the ceiling and tumbled across the floor toward the larger of the two generators. Jimmy expected the silo itself to come raining down around them. A light bulb overhead shattered from the vibrations, a glitter of glass amid the drizzle of trapped floodwater.
"Back!"
Jimmy yelled. They were clear across the wide generator room from the digger, but everywhere felt too close. The ground shook, making it difficult to stand. Jimmy felt suddenly afraid. This thing would keep coming, would bore straight through the silo and carry on. It was out of control. The chewing disc entered the room, sharpened wheels spinning and screaming in the air, rock thrown up on one side and crumbling down from the other. The violence lessened. The squealing of dry metal joints grew less deafening. Hannah cooed to her child, rocking her arms back and forth, eyes wide and fixed on this intrusion into their home. Somewhere, shouts emerged. They leaked through the falling rock. The rotating disc slowed to a halt, while some of the smaller wheels spun a while longer. Their edges revealed themselves as shiny and new, where their battle through the earth had worn them bare. A length of rebar was wrapped around one like a knotted bootlace. A respite of silence grew. The child fell still once more. A distant clatter and hum, the digger's rumbling belly, perhaps, was the only sound.
"Hello?"
A shout from around the digger.
"Yeah, we're through,"
another voice called. A woman's voice. Jimmy swept up Elise, who hugged his neck and locked her ankles around his waist. He ran toward the wall of studded steel before him.
"Hey!"
Rickson called as he hurried after. The twins raced along as well. Jimmy couldn't breathe. It wasn't Elise squeezing him this time. It was the idea of visitors, of people not to be afraid of, someone he could run to rather than from. Everyone felt it. They raced, grinning, toward the digger's maw. Between the gap in the wall and the silent disc, an arm emerged, a shoulder, a woman climbing up from the cut tunnel that dipped below the floor. She pushed herself to her knees, stood up straight, and brushed her hair from her face. Jimmy pulled up. The group stopped a dozen paces away. A woman. A stranger. She stood in their silo, smiling, covered in dust and grime.
"Solo?"
she asked. Her teeth flashed. She was pretty, even covered in dirt. She walked toward the group and tugged off a pair of thick gloves while someone else crawled out from behind the digger's teeth. An outstretched hand. The baby crying. Jimmy shook the woman's hand, mesmerized by her smile.
"I'm Courtney," the woman said.
She swept her gaze over the children, her smile widening.
"You must be Elise."
She squeezed the young girl's shoulder, which caused the grip around Jimmy's neck to tighten. A man emerged from behind the digger, pale as fresh paper, with hair just as white, and turned to survey the wall of cutting teeth.
"Where's Juliet?"
Jimmy asked, hiking Elise higher on his hip. Courtney frowned.
"Didn't she tell you?"
"She went outside."